Rheumatoid arthritis, RA, is an autoimmune disorder that commonly affects the joints of the hands, wrists, elbows, knees, feet, and ankles. The effect of the disease is usually symmetrical, which means that if one hand is affected, the other one is also affected. RA occurs when the immune system mistakenly attacks healthy body tissues. It is a chronic inflammatory disease that typically causes a painful swelling in the joints and can result in articular deformities and dysfunction in the advanced stage. RA affects about 1% of the world population. It can happen to people of all ages, but most commonly begins between ages 30 and 50. And women are nearly 3 times more likely to get RA than men are. As RA is a chronic disease for which there is no cure, the treatment is now aimed at achieving remission, minimizing joint damage, and improving physical function and quality of life. Therefore, a comprehensive program consisting of medical, social, and emotional support for the patient is required for the optimal treatment of RA. Some drugs are used to control the production of inflammatory substances and slow or stop the progress of the disease, but non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, are usually selected as the first choice to ease arthritis pain and inflammation. Corticosteroids are also known to be potent and quick-acting anti-inflammatory medications, but doctors prefer to use them only when necessary, at the lowest dose possible, and for the shortest duration of time, because of the risk of side effects. They can even adversely affect patients' vital prognoses if used for prolonged periods. Surgery for RA can be an important option for patients with severe damage that restricts their mobility and independence. Replacement arthroplasty, which involves replacing damaged parts of a joint with metal and plastic parts, can relieve pain and restore function of joints severely damaged by RA. Rehabilitation plays a significant part in the management of the disease. Patients with RA need to learn about their physical symptoms and how to address those symptoms using assistive devices such as mobility aids and hand splints. Physical and occupational therapists teach RA patients how to conduct activities of daily living to avoid joint damage and destruction. For example, RA patients may be advised to sling their bags over their arms or hold them with both hands to minimize pressure on finger joints. Physical therapists can help to design proper exercise programs considering patients' needs and conditions. On the other hand, occupational therapists are more focused on helping patients with practical strategies for achieving everyday tasks. Occupational therapists can provide significant benefits for patients with RA by helping them overcome their physical limitations so that they can live independently and maintain a good quality of life.